The study was opened by reading Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, through chapter 2, verse 8.
Brother Emil is going to give us a brief outline of where we were yesterday. I know we have some new ones in the reading this morning. We welcome you, and perhaps Emil will be able to bring you up to speed as to where we left off yesterday.
Good morning. Ready for another wonderful day of study?
Yep.
All right, that's good. That's good, because yesterday we were before this wide ocean. And we just kind of put our feet in there. And as we kind of took few steps in there, we realized that it is just a great ocean. Because we are talking about the greatness of the Lord Jesus. Now, what city are we in? No, we are in Colossae, right? We are in Colossae. We are in the city of Colossae, so remember that now. We believers are in the city of Colossae. We have heard the gospel, and Satan was very mad. And he said, I am going to spoil these people. I am going to ruin their faith. I am going to start, in a sneaky way, introduce something that's not right. Epaphras, who was the one who brought the gospel to that city of Colossae, have seen what's going on. The Apostle Paul, Satan said, I'll lock him in jail. And as we have heard, Brother Chuck said a couple of times, you know what? Satan sometimes shoot himself in the foot. He put Paul in jail and he said, no one will hear anything anymore from him. And the Lord would use Paul to write such an epistle that is not only applicable to those who lived about 2,000 years ago in Colossae, but even to us today who are at the Grove City Bible Conference. So what happened there is this. The report came back, and he have heard of how the gospel have impacted them. They have faith in the Lord Jesus. That was the object of their faith. They have love toward all the saints. That was the expression now that they are Christians. They have agape love. They love the saints of God. And they have hope. Not on earth, but in heaven. They realize that their citizenship, that they are heavenly people. And there were fruit. And the Apostle Paul was very thankful for that. And he realized that he need to pray for them. Because the enemy is attacking them. And he prayed. He prayed that they might have a full knowledge. And understanding, spiritual understanding in regard to the will of God. And we have explained that the will of God there is really concerning Christ. Now, Christ is the object. He is the center. And you and I, to realize what is the will of God in my life, I have to understand what is the will of God concerning Christ. And then I align myself in that light. And he prayed that they might be strengthened with power to be able to walk in what they understand. And then he starts moving them now. And I want you to kind of imagine now two circles, okay? One circle is called the authority or the power of darkness. That's a circle here that we were all in. And you are in if you are not saved. That circle is dominated by darkness and by Satan. You are in bondage. You are enslaved. That's a circle. But then the Father have translated us. He moved us. Not just saved us from that power of darkness. He just translated us into another circle now. I want you to imagine that in your mind. Now you are moving from that circle into that great circle. It's called the kingdom of the Son of His love. What's in that kingdom of the Son of His love? You have light. It's an inheritance of light. And you have love. And you have glory. Now, these two circles here, one with Satan in complete control, and one is the attraction and the greatness of Christ. But then he said to them, I want to tell you about Christ. Who is that center of that circle where you are orbited, your stars, and you are orbited around the circle? Don't go back again to that circle. And Christ, he's going to explain to you who is Christ. Because in a very great way, the Spirit of God used him to kind of undo what these people were going to teaching them about knowledge. He said, look, There were some people that walking around saying Christianity is great, but we're going to go higher than that. Christ is good, but you know what? We're going to tell you something greater than that. He said, hold on a second. And he get his big machine gun, M16, right? And he just blasted all of these nonsense teaching that's going on by presenting Christ. What he said about Christ? He is the image of the invisible God. You know what? No one could represent God but God. And he's saying, listen here, he is God. Listen to me. There are three chapters. I want you to write them down. Not the whole chapters, but the reference. That you need to know by heart. John chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1. If you could memorize them, please do. John chapter 1, the Word. Hebrews chapter 1, the Son. Colossians chapter 1, the Chief. That is the Lord Jesus. And if you know these verses, it will attack any heresy, anything that comes in that's wrong teaching. Then he unfolded them about the greatness of Christ. He said, listen here. Not only that he is the image of the invisible God, but he is the firstborn. And we have heard it very clearly. Firstborn means that he is the chief in rank. When the commander-in-chief comes in the army, he might be 30 years old. Guess what seat he takes? He takes the top seat. Maybe somebody's 50 years old there, and a general too. But the commander-in-chief, so when the Lord Jesus came into creation, he is the chief. That's the idea of firstborn. Who is the firstborn, Ephraim or Manasseh? And who took the place, Ephraim or Manasseh? No, you got it wrong. Ephraim, who was?
To be the firstborn.
Okay, so the ranking. David was number 7 or number 8. He was the chief. So keep that in mind all the time. The idea is this. Not born first. Firstborn does not mean born first. One more time. Firstborn does not mean born first. It's the idea. Has nothing to do with birth. It has the idea of ranking. He's a chief. But not only that. He is the creator. Everything was created by him. Everything you see it and what you don't see was created by him. Because those philosophers came and said the deity have kind of like imparted itself to certain angels and to certain people and to certain this. He said, no. He is the creator. It was created by him. But not only that, it was created for him. The object of that creation is that it will be for Christ. Created by him, created for him. And then it was created in him. Everything is about Christ. You know, in that kingdom of the Son of his love, that object, that center is Christ. And he is everything. Everything that you need is there. Christ is the creator. Christ is the sustainer. He holds everything. It's not the law of gravity that holds everything. Christ holds everything by his own power. And he is the head. He's the head of that creation, and he is the head of the church. When it comes to the death, he is the head. He is the beginning. The beginning. So if you want to put the point, one point in your mind and saying this is the beginning, Christ was there. Christ was there. Always, ever, ever, ever existed as the eternal Son of God. And in him, the fullness pleased to dwell. Now that was something that those Gnostic teachers, you know, Mr. Know-it-all, that's the word Gnostic. You're going to hear it sometimes. Those Mr. Know-it-all, they know everything. They think they know everything. And if you listen to them sometimes, let me tell you something. Have you ever listened to a 4-year-old trying to explain to you something? They have a really nice imagination and it's cute. But when somebody have a PhD try to explain you these things, it looks really silly, foolish and stupid. They really don't know what they're talking about. The fullness, which the Gnostic have said that is a great thing. The Apostle Paul saying, hey, the fullness pleased to dwell in Christ. Godhead, it was pleased to dwell in Christ. Everything and anything you need is in Christ. He is sufficient for everything. I think that's just a quick brief over what we have said yesterday. And we're going to move on now to the next portion of that chapter. Because what we have seen now is the greatness and the glory of his person. Now we're going to see that great and glorious person, what he have done.